Hey, hey, and a big, big aloha. Welcome in. This is the Tiki Lounge Remix, and my name's Seth Jordan. I'm your host, the proprietor, and the DJ in this lounge, where we keep you up with all sorts of sonic exoticas, global world music, digital noises, modern contemporary jazz, all sorts of good sounds that I share with you each week here in the program. And for the first hour of this week's program, we've got a fair bit of modern Ethiopian music for you. We've got some electronic ambient sounds from Ecuador in South America and Puerto Rico in the Caribbean. We've got a Cuban big band that's heading to Oz very, very soon. The biggest pop voice from Turkey at the moment, we're going to be featuring her. And a New York meets Tokyo jam session. So stick around and enjoy the sounds here in the Tiki Lounge. But to kick things off, we're going to head to England and Ethiopia for the great group Dub Colossus. They keep coming out with new things. They had a recent album, Dr. Strange Dub, and now they've come out with yet another one, which is a remix album called A Spy in the House of Dub. It's on Peter Gabriel's Real World label, and this is a track called Gergigna, the Sound System version. Dub Colossus, here in the lounge.
Thank you.
Crazy in Dub, indeed. That is the Sound System version from Dub Colossus from the brand new album on the Real World label called A Spy in the House of Dub. And as I said, they got two albums out now simultaneously. The other one's Dr. Strange Dub, led by the great Mr. Nick Page, also known as Dubula from Trans Global Underground days. Great producer, bass player, and all-around good fella who's been keeping Dub Colossus together in one form or another for the last 10 years. And these two new albums celebrate that 10th anniversary for Dub Colossus. Good to see them out there. And they're going to be touring again in 2019, fronted by the great Ethiopian singer Sintiyehu Zenebe, better known as Mimi. She's a little powerhouse, so it'll be great to see them back out on the touring front again as well. You're in the Tiki Lounge Remix, and we're going to stay with this Ethiopian vibe for a little bit longer. First up with a track from Mr. Haylu Murgia. He's one of the veterans of the Ethiopian scene, but he's been living in the States and driving cab for the last number of years, but his career has been rekindled recently. Here's a track called Yegi Nash from Mr. Haylu Murgia from Ethiopia originally, here in the lounge. Yeah, that's the sound of Ethiopian vibraphonist Mr. Mulatu Astatke. He's 75 years old these days. He's just about to retire, but before he does, he's coming out here to Australia one more time to tour around. He's going to be part of the Sydney Festival on January 22nd, playing at the Magic Mirrors Spiegel Tent, set up there in Hyde Park. He's also going to be traveling down to Castlemaine in Victoria at the Theatre Royale on the 25th of January, and I think he's got a few more dates. We'll keep you updated in the next couple weeks about where the other ones come through for, to see Mr. Mulatu Astatke, who's known as the father of Ethio Jazz. Fine vibraphonist, great percussionist all around, and it'll be good to have him out here. He said he was going to retire at 75, and he's true to his word, but he's going to be out here and touring with his longtime backups here in Australia whenever he comes down here. The Black Jesus Experience is the name of the group. Big band, very talented from Melbourne. They'll be backing him up on his last tour here in Australia once again. Mulatu Astatke from Ethiopia. Another group touring out here in Australia in January, and again coming to the Sydney Festival, is Cuba's great Orchestra Akokan. That's A-K-O-K-A-N, Orchestra Akokan. Akokan is a Yoruba word used in Cuba meaning from the heart, and they're a big mambo collective comprising really some of Cuba's very finest musicians, partying up direct from the source, celebrating the sound of Havana in the 1940s and 50s, which was a very vibrant time there in Havana. They've signed on to the American label Daptone Records, and they put out their debut album last year. Orchestra Akokan is led by Cuban singer Jose Pepito Gomez, the arranger and piano player Michael Eckroth, and the producer and tres player Jacob Plath. They've got a fantastic brass section, a really blazing live show, and they say they're on a mission to do for the original 40s mambo sound what the Buena Vista Social Club did for Son Cubano music. Tall order, but they're going to do their best. They're going to be playing once again at the Magic Mirrors Spiegel Tent set up in Hyde Park on the 15th and 16th of January. So if you're in Sydney during Sydney Festival time, you might want to take in Orchestra Akokan. This is what they sound like, the Mambo Rapido, a fast mambo, Orchestra Akokan, here in the Tiki Lounge Remix.
Se acaba ya, el mambo se acaba. Está bien buena.
Esto sí se llama.
track called Tres Mujeres from the Puerto Rican bass group IFE, I-F-E, with a little over the E there, comes from their 2017 album 4 plus 4, or at least that's what it looks like. I think it's pronounced differently. Anyway, some very contemporary sounds from Puerto Rico, combining together musicians originally from the USA and local Puerto Rican musicians. A very modern, half-electronic, half-traditional sort of sound there from IFE. It is an unusual sound. I think we got to hear one more. What about you? This is called Prayer for Ududua. IFE from Puerto Rico, here in the Tiki Lounge Remix.
I know.
Ecuador, in South America. That's DJ Eduardo Zambrano. That's a track called Agua de Estrellas, Water of the Stars. Comes from the brand new album from him called Universo Paralelo on the Palenque label. Interesting stuff from him. We don't hear too much from Ecuador. Eduardo Zambrano creatively representing his country there. Well, if we head over to Turkey, and one of the big, big stars on the Turkish pop scene these days is a woman by the name of Gaysu Akyol. She had a wonderful album last year and has followed it up with another brand new one, which is really topping the charts. It's on the Glitterbeat label, which is a great world music label out of Germany these days. The album is entitled, and the pronunciation's going to be wrong because my Turkish is not up to scratch, but it's something like Istikrarlı Hayal Hakikatir, something like that. Gaysu Akyol. Here's the title track. I won't try to say it again.
Yatırır adamı hop falakaya, dere gibi akar dertte yüzeriz. Uçuyoruz evet çünkü güzel. İstikrarlı hayal hakikattir. Ölüm var mı yoksa bir rüya mı? Derdim derdine ortak olsun aşk şarabı. Düşle donsun. Al sazım anlat, ben yoruldum. Sığamadım her yerden. Denize yakışan martı gibiyiz. Nereye eserse oraya gideriz. İstikrarlı hayal hakikattir. Ölüm var ve bu bir rüyadır. Derdim derdine ortak olsun. Salla ve hayat rock'n'roll. İstikrarlı hayal hakikattir. Ölüm var ve bu bir rüyadır.
Thank you.
And that's about all we've got for this first hour of the Tiki Lounge Remix. If your community station is one of those that takes their leave after the first hour, thanks for stopping in. Hope you can be back again next week. If you're sticking around for the second hour of Tiki Lounge Remix, plenty more good music coming your way. And the program, of course, is produced in the studios of 2BBB in Bellingen, New South Wales, and heard on stations all around the country, thanks to the good folks at the Community Radio Network. And the program is made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. If you'd like to support production of content like this, you can head to their website. Consider making a donation. It's cbf.com.au. Leaving you with a little bit from New York producer, bassist extraordinaire Mr. Bill Laswell and Japanese drummer Hideo Yamaki from their brand new album called Emergency Broadcasting System.
Take me home again. My mistress. Take me home again.